Item 69.
Amend contract with Innovative Growth Solutions, LLC, in the amount of $35,000 for additional transportation finance and economic analysis for the Portland Street Fund and authorize payment.
Mr. Novick, any comments before we start?
No, just ask Jamie to take it away and describe the contract amendment.
I'm going to actually let Andrew start.
Oh, sorry.
Good morning, Mayor Hales and City Commissioner Andrew Carlstrom, PBOT Employee Services Division Manager. This ordinance requests an amendment to the city's contract with Innovative Growth Solutions, with which PBOT has utilized for expert services related to revenue options. The original amount of this contract, which was executed in 2014, was $50,000. This contract amendment, if approved, will bring the total amended contract authority to $85,000. The purpose for this amendment is for additional scope for the following four items. One, additional economic analysis related to non-residential and residential revenue calculations and analysis and associated criteria and implementation strategies. Two, additional transportation finance analysis of other potential funding mechanisms for transportation funding. Three, additional community outreach events and working group meetings. And four, additional analysis and consultation on the implementation of the non-residential and residential funding mechanisms. This firm is a state-certified, woman-owned, and emerging small business. And with me today is Jamie Waltz to give you additional background on the amendment.
Jamie Waltz, Portland Bureau of Transportation. This is for the analysis for the Portland Street Fund. We had extended the program and process beyond May when we first came to council with a proposal, and so we needed additional expertise and analysis done, and so the contract with Gary Corbin that we're asking to amend, we've spent the $50,000 that of the contract limit, so we're asking for additional revenue for the contract so that we can continue to finish off the process and then also go into the implementation phase.
Thank you. Questions?
Is Mr. Corbin the principal of Innovative Growth Solutions?
No, he is not. Charlene Warnock is the principal.
Okay. Other questions? Thank you very much. Anyone want to speak on this item? Okay. Oh, come on up, Lightning.
My name is Lightning. I represent Lightning PDX Think Lab. One of the concerns I have on this is my understanding this is pertaining to the street fee. They're doing analysis on the residential business. So I'm beginning to watch these costs very closely. One of the things I want to have this company watch, if I may state this, is that on the special appropriations, I have a big concern with RAC receiving a tremendous amount of money for art when we have streets that need a tremendous amount of repair and paving services needed out there desperately. I need to have an understanding and data provided on this on how they've received like $55+ million. Now, if we're allowing special appropriations to be directed in certain areas, who are the people deciding that the street maintenance in this city, repairing the potholes, repairing the streets, is not more important than funding some of these art projects or these art nonprofits? I want this to be looked at very closely from the public's position. They're expecting us to come up with a tremendous amount of money, and I want to have an understanding, and I hate to say this to you, Mayor, is that the history on what's going on is very important to me to have an understanding on what needs to be funded at this time. And I have also would like additional studies possibly from this company. I would like a little more data pertaining to Multnomah County. Now, do they have a responsibility on this street fee? Do they have a responsibility to look at the vehicle registration fees that were imposed of $18 per vehicle that was applied to the bridge? When does that run out? Can we extend that out? Can we work with Multnomah County to transfer anything toward the street fee down the line. These are things that I want to have looked at to have a clear understanding. What is Multnomah County's responsibility pertaining to the street fee or the streets throughout? Originally, they did have agreements that they were supposed to do certain streets within certain areas, and that has been transferred back to the city of Portland. So I want to have a clear understanding on exactly what they're expected to do on this, and this is why this data is very important. I'm not questioning the amount that you're asking. I just want to have certain areas focused on so me as the public has a clear understanding on what needs to happen pertaining out on this street fee if it's going to be approved. Thank you.
Thank you. Good point. Thanks. Okay. Anything else further? Then a roll call on, no, it's second reading. So it moves to second reading next week.